Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
I just sent a text to my wife, so I'm going to see how she's going to respond to this. I was looking at this thing called, how could I word this?
Just leave one letter off in the beginning.
Yeah, it's the way people schedule. How do you guys schedule, like, when you want some sex? What's the text that you send the person that you want to bang? How do you schedule the ick appointment, I should say?
It's been a while for me, so I'd have to go way back into the archives, actually.
Do you do that, though? Have you done that?
I've had guys do it to me.
Yeah? What do they say?
It usually just consists of, what are you doing later? And it's usually a text that comes after 9 o'clock at night.
Ah, that's weak. I like fun, creative ways to schedule appointments. I sent my wife a text that said, I'd like to make an appointment tonight for some ass. Are you amenable to that? Let's see how she responds to that. I'll let you guys know when she does.
That sounds so romantic.
that's what you got to make it playful, though. Every now and then, you just add a little playful, a little fun, like making a little work appointment or
something. I'll give you credit for that one. That one is playful.
Yeah.
But you know there's some dry people out there who do it, like, seriously. Hey, babe, I'm getting off at 5. Will you be ready around 6 o'clock so we can, you know, get together in the bedroom? Like, that's corny.
That's people a do thing? Do that.
I've heard of it.
Like, people actually schedule
I've heard
sex?
Of it because people's schedules are so crazy and there's a lot of stuff going on, especially if you have kids and they got to go to soccer practice and blah, blah, blah. You're like,
yeah.
All right, when are we going to get it in? Because if we don't, then, you know, I might be cooking or I don't know. Who knows?
I have a friend who knows exactly what days of the week he's going to have sex. I said, that is the worst thing I've ever
heard. Well,
that's
probably the best day
life.
Of the week for
yeah.
Yeah, but still, he does this Wednesdays and Saturdays. I'm like, you can't. I go, what if... Like, you just want to get some ass on Monday. I'm like, it's not in the schedule.
I mean, I understand people planning sex because I know people have busy lives, but something about sending the text. Oh, no. Did she respond?
I got the response.
Oh, Jesus.
She sent the GIF. Ready? Melissa, what?
Oh, my God. Who is that?
What?
It's a guy ripping his pants off wearing Speedos underneath.
Okay. She's in.
Wow.
She's in.
Oh, man. That's what's up.
Good for you. Now we know what you'll be doing tonight.
And then she sent another one.
6 o'clock.
What's that say?
Take your pants off.
Yeah. See what I'm talking about? You should do that.
All right.
You should do that. Okay. Leroy, you got anybody right now?
No. Leave me out of it, man.
Just got a message from April on Facebook who says when her husband does it, he just sends her an eggplant and water emoji.
Hey.
And then she knows it's on.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.